Sean Maloney, mate, we heard your dulcet tones last night. Wales, Fiji, the Fijians were good. Semi Radraja was outstanding. And, mate, you must be loving life over there in Japan for this World Cup. How good is it?
Guys, can I just preface this, that Semi Radraja, and that was the pronunciation last night, as it has been through the entire World Cup, was just something else in Fiji's eventual loss to Wales. But he was on another level. Back-to-back player of the match performances in the World Cup. The guy's a freak. He's not human.
Like, when you see these players jump codes, and I'll ask you both this, Sean and Loz, I mean, it shows how what a remarkable athlete he is to have the success he has had in league, to then go and be on the world stage playing. I mean, they're the Six Nations champions.
Yeah. He's got a background in rugby union, though. That's what...
He does.
That's what's made it easier for him to transition.
He started in rugby, but... last night up against the number two ranked side in the world, 140 metres, 20 carries, 8 tackle busts, and some of the biggest hits we've seen all tournament long. And he was just awesome on the other side as well. So he has turned this World Cup upside down. The only downside to Semi is that we're not going to see him anymore because Fiji's World Cup campaign has come to an end at the hands of Wales, who now look set to top their pool over the Wallabies.
But will they? Because the typhoon. Are you feeling safe over there? What's the story with these typhoons?
Loz, it's not looking great. It's Typhoon Hagibis, who's on its way to Tokyo and Japan. But we'll get an update today. We're about 2 hours behind you guys. So we get another update today to highlight that. So England v France, and that's the other big kicker in terms of who the Wallabies will likely cross over against in the quarterfinals. So they're scrambling to see what will happen, but more will be revealed a little bit later today around that. Mm.
Shawnee, what is it with the French? It seems every World Cup they blow up about the coach. Are they filthy with this coach as well? I know they did it in 2011 when they played over there in New Zealand. They went on to make the final, but there's some rumblings about their coach this time around.
Well, this all centred on the issues around their current captain. That's all blown apart, and who knows what French team will turn up when they play in the... they got Le Crunch when they take on England, or if they take on England this weekend, so... You never know what you're going to get with the French, but that'll be the other big kicker to what plays out this weekend.
What about the Aussies, mate? How are they tracking? I said in the car this morning, I can't see them winning from what they've been showing us over there in the World Cup so far, but they've got another fly half. Matt Tamua gets an opportunity to start on Friday night against Georgia.
Well, I think, Loz, you made the point last week when we spoke around the biggest game in the last 4 years, obviously last weekend against Wales, and they rolled out Bernie Foley at 10, and that didn't work out. So now it's a third different change-up in the number 10 role inside a week, and it is Matty Tamil who goes in, Christian Leofano on the bench. One to watch this weekend will be Jordy Fatea. This kid is an absolute freak. So last weekend he became the youngest ever Wallaby to play in a World Cup game on the wing, surpassing the great Joe Roth. So Jordy Fatea is an absolute freak. He'll run around again this weekend. Hopefully he gets some more pill on. David Pocock will captain. Michael Hooper will be off the bench.
What about, looking at this market? We were having a discussion as we were driving here. I mean, does it look like the Kiwis and the South Africans... And maybe the Poms, but it looks like it'll be one of those three, or at least those two that hold the trophy up.
Well, it's more of a general crossover. I guess that's the kindest way of putting it for both New Zealand and South Africa, because they're likely to bounce over the Ireland, and a lot will depend on the Japan v Scotland game as well in terms of who goes through in that pool. So it's a kind of crossover, but I think I may have sat down with you, Loz, before I came over here and said that England, I still think England can really push deep in this tournament.
What about Ireland and Wales, Sean? Have they been underwhelming? I mean, a lot of raps on those two countries, but from what I've seen so far, they don't look to be anywhere near as good as they've been made out to be.
Yeah, Ireland definitely a little bit off, but Wales, they were... I mean, they got pushed all the way last night. They were quite lucky to come away with a result in the end there. Number 10 got clipped early on. He got flattened, and a number of other guys got absolutely dished up big time by Fiji. So, pretty well to come through that. I still think they're definitely a live hope, but to Ireland, they haven't brought what we'd expect to the table over here in Japan.
Sean, I've got to ask you as well, really quickly, mate. Japan, we've been seeing a lot of social media. You've been out with Mertens. Has it been hard to keep him under control this campaign, mate?
I will say this. Andrew Mertens is one of the greatest tourists of all time. One of the All Black legends. And that I've made this call from Awita over to Bathurst is a real miracle in a lot of ways.
You've always got to have a good wingman.
Yeah.
And he sounds as though he's one of them. A bit like when we come to Bathurst, Shawnee, and Dave Stanley. He's the trump up here. He's the crowd favourite.
The trump?
He's not the wingman. I'm playing wingman to you.
Yeah.
Stanley is and forever will be the people's champion, Loz. You know that. So if you guys could have a ribeye for me, maybe mushroom sauce up there, that'd be a great delight. Oh. I'll just keep punching the tempura chicken over here for you, man.